It was just before the Passover festival. And Jesus knew that his time was coming to an end. And he was going to be returning to heaven and returning to God. But you know, there's some things you have to think about this. Here was Jesus near the end of his life here on earth. What did Jesus ever have to say to people? That is key. What does Jesus say to people? All too often we get caught up in what does some preacher say? In fact, sometimes we get so caught up in what a preacher says that in all honesty, we believe what the preacher said but don't care about what the Bible said. So let me share with you, first of all, I'm not one of those preachers you need. You just need to hear what Jesus has to say, okay? And Jesus made a statement here. Jesus made a statement earlier in his life, which goes on throughout his teaching, when he said, "A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. You must love one another. By this, everyone that will know that you are my disciples, if you love each other." Now, folks, we live in a world that we don't love each other. And we show up on Sunday. Hallelujah, praise Jesus. Or if you're one of the quiet ones, "Oh, Lord my God." You see what I'm saying? Just because you show up here don't mean nothing. I want you to understand that. It doesn't mean a thing coming in here and saying, "Hey, I'm worshiping, I'm a Christian." You're wrong if you don't love one another. I want you to hear that. We have a whole lot of man-made rules that have been around a long time, that somebody has said were biblical. Everything Jesus said has to do with love God, love yourself, love others, and all that word love talks about is one thing. It's action. Somewhere along the way, we got this thing about, like Valentine. I don't know about you. I think I'm the oldest person in this room. But when I was in elementary school, we had to do Valentine's Day. I don't think they let y'all do that anymore. But we had to do Valentine's Day. And we had to bring Valentine's to school and stick in everybody's little classroom box, and we would say, "I love you." Somehow along the way, that's where we got this stuff about love. All we had to do is put it on a piece of card and say, "I love you." Now Jesus has gone a step forward here. He says that we have to demonstrate that, and he gives them an example. Not only does he give them an example, he does the example. Interestingly enough, you know what Jesus did? He got down on the floor. He didn't stand up and say, "Hey, Carrie, why don't you come up here and do this for me?" Did you ever catch that? He said, he got down on the floor. He had a rag. He had the people take off their shoe, their sandals. Now, they didn't have shoes like most of us have, you know. They wore sandals. Their feet were dirty. You know why their feet were dirty? Yeah, they walked in dirt. They didn't have sidewalks. They didn't have pavement. They walked through mud. Man, I can see all of us, except for the younger ones. Oh, there's some mud up there. Look at my shoes. You know? But what did Jesus do and what did they do during those days? They walked right through it. They weren't afraid of getting sick. They walked right through it. Now here's Jesus. Now Jesus, the Son of God, the messenger, the Savior, and whatever else names you want to give him, down on his knees with a pail of water, taking a cloth and washing that person's feet. Washing it. Not just washing it, but cleaning them. He probably got down between the toes. You know? He probably even rubbed across the toenails. And you got to remember, back then, they didn't have these little clippers like we have. Or they didn't have one of these places to do pedicures. You know? But here was Jesus. Down on the floor. At the last dinner that he had with these folks. His followers. Now, there's some churches out there that do foot washing every week. That's not what Jesus was talking about. There's some churches that say we'd never do a foot washing. I belong to one of those. But guess what? Jesus and God don't matter anything about whether or not somebody got down on the floor and cleaned your feet. Because if it's done out of... We don't usually do stuff out of love. If it's done out of tradition, guess what? You ain't done nothing. Oh, excuse me, I'm not supposed to use that word. You haven't done anything. You see what I'm saying, folks? You haven't done a thing. All you have done is sort of like, can anybody in here recite the Ten Commandments? Did you ever learn to do that? I did in Sunday school. Because, see, I got one of those little pins. I had 13 pins. I attended Sunday school 13 years in a row without missing a Sunday. Yeah. You know? What did it do for me? Messed up Sunday mornings. I'm just kidding. It wasn't, to me at that particular point in my life, it was important. But again, I can go around and brag on it. But it doesn't do any good to brag on it if I don't live it. You know, we could have over here where it says last words. Are these the last words I'm going to ever say? Hallelujah. When we get over here, we could have something over here that has the Ten Commandments up there. And we read it every Sunday. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. And then we'll say, praise God, glory, hallelujah, and go out and do every one of them. You see what I'm trying to say? So here we have, Jesus was trying to teach his disciples to be servants. They were the ones everything was going to be passed on to. They were going to be, quote, the religious leaders. And they had to learn to serve and to love instead of dictate and say, by God, this is how it is because we knew Jesus. You see what I'm trying to say? So when you look at this and you think about it, he's trying to demonstrate love. He's trying to demonstrate service. And you know, what does all this mean for today? You ever heard of the word serve? Let's serve people. Well, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you served somebody? Especially, I want you to think about it. Jesus knew what was going to happen. What did the disciples do when he was arrested? Do you remember? They ran away. What else did they do? They denied him. What else did a disciple do before they arrested him? You see what we're saying here? Jesus knew what was going to go on. And the thing that happened was, even though he knew, he loved them and was trying to help them understand what it meant to serve. But you know, most of the time if we serve people, it's those people we know. It's those people we say we love. It's those people like us. But folks, that's not what Jesus was trying to tell us when he did that. He said, look out among you where you are. What are you doing to serve somebody so that they know you love? You see, if we serve people and serve people, people will recognize that we love them. But if we just have one big event, let's go out and serve. Guess what? Nobody out there knows you love them. They just know that you did something. You see what I'm saying? So here's what I want you to take home today. I want you to take home the concept that Jesus told us, in order for the people out there to know that you really love him and you really follow him, you have to love them. And you can't love them if you don't build a relationship. You can't build a relationship if you don't serve. He wants you to walk out of here, not because I'm saying it, but what the Bible says, what he said, he wants people to know that you are his follower. Not that you just say that you are. So when we get down on our knees, guess what? When I got down on my knees, I got a little bit of dirt on them. You know? When I get down on my knees and I'm washing somebody's feet, I'm getting dirt in my hands. You see, folks, life is messy. And it's even messier when we don't love. It's even messier when we don't serve. And so Jesus is teaching us to love, to serve. He wants us to touch the lives of people. You know, I said hello to just about everybody in here. You know what? I couldn't tell you your name anyway. Yeah, I can't. There are three people in here. I know their names for sure, okay? I'm just a guest that's come in here to preach. And see, I'll go out there and get my GMC. And go watch my wife play tennis. And then while she's playing tennis, I'll sit there most of the time watching Facebook. But actually not Facebook, I'll be watching CBS Sports. Okay, you see what I'm saying? Now what's that got to do? What are we talking about? Relationship. What are we talking about? Love and serving. What do you do to serve in your community? See, what do you do? It could be something as simple. Is it okay if I get personal? I mean, I hadn't really gotten personal yet, but you know, it could be something like one of the things like I do is on Tuesday night, I go to our neighborhood bar with six people from my neighborhood, and we play trivia. You know what? You want to know how many times I get a trivia question correct? Zero. Okay? I'm not that, you know, the problem is when you've been around so long, who knows what happened in 1942? I wasn't even around, but at that particular point, who cares? But you know why I do this? All of these friends that I'm with are non-believers. And they asked me and my wife to come and be a part of their trivia team. You know why? We haven't beat them over the head with Jesus. And you know what? While we're eating before trivia starts, they start spiritual conversations. Not me. They do. And we'll discuss those things. And it becomes an interesting type of discussion. Almost that, like last Tuesday night, one of them said, you know, maybe we ought to get together in somebody's basement and invite some other friends. I'm going, gosh, I think I want to do church. Now, please understand, I'm not being negative towards church. And so, this is something that we're praying about, we're talking about, is taking another step. But it's a step that they want to take. But it's not a step to quote, be a church, as what we would locate. It's a step for them to be a community who reaches out and serves. Now, technically, in my jargon, we call that a missional community. Okay? But you see, that's the type of thing that has to happen. It doesn't happen because I said, hey, why don't y'all come to my basement and we'll start a church? It came out of their desire to see who this Jesus guy really is. Because what they have seen and where they have been hurt and so forth is from the local church and by Christians. It's messy out there. It's real messy. But what do we have to do? We've got to step forward and follow the model of Jesus and be willing in the mess to wash somebody's feet, to get down where they are, to get below where they are. Not to stand above them beating our chest saying, I'm a Christian. You need to be someone too. Scripture says that Peter asked this same question. He said, Lord, wash my feet. My prayer for you today is very simple. That you will ask God, ask Jesus to wash your feet so that you can serve him, so that you can follow him, and you can be the intended person you were created to be.